Two wins today, Coach, and kind of some different ways. You had a big lead there and pulled away for your first game there, 12-2-5. Second game, it was a lot closer there. Saw three different pitchers, but it still come out with a win there.
Yeah, game one, you know, we hit the ball really well. We kind of took advantage of some opportunities we had to score some runs. Game two, we had the runners where we needed them. We just left probably too many runners out there on base. I don't know what the count was, probably at least eight or nine, probably base runners left. There might be more than that. But, you know, we could have had some pretty big innings there and just had some things not kind of go our way and, you know, a couple calls here and there and some different stuff going on. But, you know, we played well enough. Defensively, we played really well tonight. There's not too many things we left out there that we couldn't have made. Pitched. Awesome. JP yes. And Brady, both pitching and catching, trading spots there. Did a real great job for us tonight in both games. And, you know, and it really – but I do feel coming out of that Cimarron game that we did have more contact. We had more balls in play. Mm-hmm. You know, and that made a difference in a little bit even, you know, and just, you know, how we play defensively even, you know, because it just gives our guys a little bit more confidence.
Yeah, you only had to use two pitchers here today, JP and also Brady. And, yeah, Brady was right at the max there at the end there. That 106th pitch of the game gets his 11th strikeout of the day there.
Yeah, what a day.
Yeah, an unearned run given up there. But, yeah, the pitching, JP and Brady, gems of games here today.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was a good day for us.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's pretty big because it looks like things are settling out here. This is going to be the same matchup right out of the gates for regionals on Monday. And you've seen their top four pitchers.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering when they were going to bring Littell in, or if they were at all, if they knew they were probably going to be facing us. But you know, we did get a couple at bats. I'm not sure everyone got one on him, but you know, it's kind of one of those things. You can not show a guy or go ahead and just play the game to win. And you know, right now I feel like our team. You know, we little youth on our team, and, you know, we haven't done this a whole lot with this group. So, you know, the wins and the confidence are probably a little more important to us than you know, not showing them our pitcher and or anything like that. So we'll go out and try and play our best come Monday. And we got a couple opportunities to have some good practices in front of that.
Yeah, the nice thing is it's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and to get some time off here. But you mentioned the timely hits there that Brady Welker just hit the heck out of the ball today. He had that one deep fly ball opposite field. Needed that fence in about 10 feet. Otherwise, he would have cleared it. But that's pretty impressive to show the power going opposite field, even especially in that second game.
Yeah, you know, that off the bat, that thing went up straight up in the air, and it just kept carrying and carrying and carrying. It just had a lot of pop to it. And, you know, I wasn't sure when it was going to come down or if it hopefully landed, you know, in fair territory for us. And he's always a great base runner for us, so he was on a hop and really moving.
Well, more importantly, you end this regular season on a high note. You're at least in the running for the league championship. We know Holcomb is and Sweep Colby. They're up big in their second game after winning the first game big. So you guys will be at least 8-4. It all depends on how if a Cimarron sweeps Goodland or vice versa, how that race goes. But considering how much you guys lost from last year and what you had returning, a lot of new faces on the varsity, to be even in the – running for a league championship with what others had returning, I think that just says a lot for what you guys have done this year.
Yeah, you know, our kids have worked hard. I also think our league is pretty good.
Yes.
There's some really good pitchers in our league, and you know, just like last year. But we did lose a good group of kids last year, and you know, a lot of these kids, we had some JV games last year, but you know, a lot of the guys that are out here playing these games, they didn't play, you know, a ton of high school baseball last year. Just didn't have that opportunity. You know, they played over the summer and they got their work in and they've been, you know, in the weight room and getting a lot of things done and over the summer. We were a little maybe nervous, you know, that those first couple weeks of the season, you know, starting out with four games or four doubleheaders in 2 weeks. And we've really put together a nice season and they're, you know, I hope we're hitting at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully it's a good momentum gainer into next week, Monday and Tuesday there, and get to play in the college field there at Garden City. That's got to be fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty good time there and good field, and it's close by. So, you know, we should have a good crowd there.
Well, thanks as always, sir, Coach, for the time. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow on the Coach's Show and see you in Garden next Monday.
All right, thanks, Adam.